Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An impeachment trial in the Senate of a former president is unconstitutional. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate is offensive for so many reasons. First of all, it simply is unconstitutional. Article 2, Section 1 states, "The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years," with emphasis on the word office. Now, that's the very first sentence in Article 2. The very last sentence or paragraph of Article 2, Section 4, states this: "The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." The key word in each of these constitutional provisions is the word office. According to the plain language of the Constitution, impeachment may only be used against a person currently in office. You cannot impeach a private citizen. Impeachment is to remove somebody from their office.
I mean, this can really get out of hand. Think about, say, Obama. You could go back and impeach him. Or if you've got two candidates running for president and one party decides it doesn't like one of the candidates, can that party impeach that candidate?
Yeah, even if that is a former office holder, and it's also a person who's a civil office holder as well, civil officers, such as, for example, the former attorney general. Anybody who is a former civil office holder. So, for example, remember when Newt Gingrich was running for president a few years ago? He was a former member of the U.S. Congress, and he ran for president of the United States. He wasn't successful, but he ran, and he made some headway early on in the campaign. But what ultimately happens if you can have a majority House and Senate of any party, they could look at the competition in the future or in actual practice of ongoing campaigning, and they could just simply say, let's get a majority, let's get a vote together, and let's impeach this person for some trumped-up reason who's not in office anymore. What's the statute of limitations? Can we now get a majority Republican Party that would want to go and impeach Jimmy Carter or Hillary Clinton? Now, I know some people might say, well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, really.
That's not the point. What happens now if, say, Ted Cruz or somebody else is, although he's in office, but what happens if he decides not to run and he then wants to run for president? Can you go and impeach him so that you can't have him run for president? What the Democrats are trying to do is they want to impeach Donald Trump so that he could never run for office again.
Right.
But this is more than impeachment of Donald Trump. This is an impeachment, frankly, of anybody who has values that believe in God and America, because they're starting with Trump. And they're wanting to silence anybody who either supported Trump, believed that there was election fraud, or questioned the election, that it was questionable with its processes and so forth. They want to literally silence that. But the fact is, you can't get to the punishment of not being able to run for office again unless you have jurisdiction to begin the process in the first place. And the only way you can have jurisdiction is if somebody is in office. Look, if somebody is termed out because their term expired or voted out by the people, there's no reason to remove them from office. Again, Section 1 of Article 2 says the president shall hold his office during the term of 4 years. Article 2, Section 4 says that the president, vice president, and civil officers shall be removed from office on impeachment. You cannot remove somebody from office when they're not in office, and impeachment's not made for people who are not in office. Moreover, Article 1, Section 3 says that the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be in an oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. Now, that is a requirement of the Constitution. It's not an option. Chief Justice is supposed to preside over the trial in the Senate. And the Chief Justice has said, I'm not going to do it. And so what they got is a former liberal Democratic senator, Patrick Leahy. Now, that is unconstitutional as well. I mean, this thing is unconstitutional over and over again. I believe the Chief Justice refused to sit and preside over this because he knows that it's clearly unconstitutional and he is not going to participate in such an unconstitutional charade. Moreover, besides the fact that it's unconstitutional, beside the fact that if you go down this road, there's no statute of limitations. You can just get a majority of any party and go through chaos to impeach anybody who's sitting or impeach anybody who's a former office holder so that they would never run again.
I know. I mean, you hit it on the head there. Donald Trump committed no crime. You know, there's nothing they can hold on him, but it's because of his speech. When you think back years ago, Richard Nixon committed a crime while he was president. And so to avoid impeachment, he resigned so they could no longer impeach him.
Right. And they didn't continue with the impeachment
process. Right. Because he resigned.
Because he's resigned.
He's out of office.
Because they knew, obviously, we can't do that, the remedy's already been there.
Right, but he clearly committed a crime.
Right.
Donald Trump committed no crime.
No, he didn't. And in fact, you know, you can get into all that specifics as well, that, you know, the incursion into the Capitol occurred before he was finished with his speech. He was still speaking. In some cases, some people intruded into the Capitol before he even started his speech.
But his speech didn't have anything to do with inciting violence. It was very peaceful.
And that's why, you know, when you get to the House was a kangaroo court. It had no due process. Speaker Nancy Pelosi rushed the vote to impeach President Trump. And listen to this, never afforded him any due process to defend himself. There were no witnesses, no evidence presented. And President Trump was denied the opportunity to defend himself. Senator Lindsey Graham has stated that this House impeachment went through without one witness being called and without a lawyer. Now, the Senate should not even countenance that kind of thing. So what we have done at Liberty Council, lc.org, and Liberty Council Action, lcaction.org, is we have an opportunity for you to voice your opinion through a fax and through a petition. You can go there and you can sign up to send faxes to these leaders in the Senate, and or you can do the entire Republican group of the Senate, or the third option is you can fax everybody in the Senate, and you can also sign the petition. This is outrageous, outrageous, that this political vendetta is being done when it's clearly unconstitutional to do it. Even Alan Dershowitz has said this is unconstitutional. There is no authority to impeach a private citizen.
It's just horrendous, Matt. It just seems like the Constitution is getting thrown out the window left and right here.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is leading the way.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And, you know, you even have some people like Senator Mitch McConnell. You know, Mitch McConnell seems to be in favor of moving forward with an impeachment. Well, you wonder why. Well, he's got a lot of ties to China. And his wife, Elaine Chao, she has a lot of ties. Back in 1993, they got married in February of 93. In 93, they visited China with Chao's father, and they ultimately entered into a shipbuilding agreement with China, and China provides all of the money to build ships. And the Chao family, and obviously that includes Mitch McConnell getting wealthy off of that, they provide the shipbuilding, and China provides the money to build ships. So if they rock the boat on China, then China will just pull the plug on their big financial largesse that they have going on in that nation. So no wonder why he wants to silence anyone who said that there was election interference, some of it coming from China. No wonder why he wants to punish somebody who really took a stand against China.
Right.
But I think we ought to take a stand and say enough is enough. Let your senators know that this impeachment should end. It is unconstitutional. It is divisive. And there should be no basis to give any kind of cognizance to this fraudulent trial in the Senate. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.